Arion and the Dolphin. The Greeks, like all great civilizations, set a great price on music, placing it so high in the arts that it took its name from all nine of the Daughters of Memory. Music festivals and music prizes, so ubiquitous a feature of our cultural life today, were quite as important in the Greek world. Few earned a finer reputation in their lifetime as singer, minstrel, bard, poet, and musician than Arion, from Methymna on the Isle of Lesbos. Only Orpheus, whose story belongs to a later age of heroes, exceeded Arion in skill and fame. Arion was the son of Poseidon and the nymph Onchaea. But despite this parentage, he chose to devote his musical talent to the celebration and praise of the god Dionysus. His instrument of choice was the kithara. The word guitar derives from the word kithara. It's a variation of the lyre. He is accepted everywhere as the inventor of the poetic form known as the dithyramb, a wild choral hymn dedicated to wine, carnival, ecstasy, and delight. With his dreamy brown eyes, sweet voice, and bewitching ability to cause the toes to tap and hips to rotate, he soon became something of an idol around the Mediterranean world. His patron and most enthusiastic supporter was the tyrant of Corinth, Periander. Tyrant is just the Greek for king. Periander was a real historical figure, cited as one of the so-called seven sages of Greece, who were mentioned by Socrates as exhibiting all the qualities of laconic wisdom to which mankind should aspire. It was Periander who found out about a big music festival being held in Tarentum, a prosperous port set in the instep of Italy's heel. Periander gave Arion the money to get himself across the sea and take part in the competitive elements of the festival on the condition that he agreed to split the prize money on his return. The outward journey was uneventful. Arion arrived in Tarentum, entered the competitions, and easily won first prize in every category. The judges and members of the public had never heard such thrilling and original music. A treasure chest of silver, gold, ivory, precious stones, and exquisitely wrought musical instruments was his reward. In gratitude for so generous a prize, Arion gave a free concert for the townspeople the following day. The Tarentum region was famous for the great wolf spiders, commonly found in the countryside all around. The locals called them, after their town, tarantulas. Arion had heard that tarantula venom could provoke hysterical frenzy, and so he improvised for the crowd a variation on his wild dithyrambs that he called a tarantella. The delirious rhythms of this folk dance, still popular throughout Europe, maddened the excitable Tarentines, but towards the end he tamed them with a medley of his softest, most romantic airs. By the early hours he could have had his pick of any girl, boy, man or woman in southern Italy, and it is reported that, like the successful musician he was, he did. A large crowd was there to see him off the next morning, many of them blowing kisses and a good few sobbing their hearts out. He and his luggage, including the box of treasure, were rowed out to sea in a tender, where a small but serviceable brig, crewed by a sea captain and nine civilian sailors, was standing off. Arion was soon comfortably settled aboard. The crew hoisted sail, and the captain set a course for Corinth.